A baby is the beginning of all things and the most beautiful experience a woman can have. It's a time of wonder, celebrating the miracle of nature.
What you watching, Mom?
A documentary on the natural childbirth. When I do finally get pregnant, I want to know what all my options are.
Well, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. Load it on painkiller, screaming, get this thing out of me.
Well, that's always a fallback. But I'm actually curious about this underwater birthing.
Oh, that's why she's squatting naked in that swimming pool.
Correct, yeah. They say that the warm water helps relax you and makes for a less traumatic transition for the baby.
Sure. I guess as long as all the other people at the pool don't mind.
No, you're not doing it at the Y. They won't even let you swim without a cap. Oh, she's going into labor.
This is so beautiful. I think I'm getting a little choked up.
Right? It really is a miracle.
Finally, the baby is released gently into the warm water.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
What are you watching? Is it Shark Week again?
No, it's a video on natural childbirth.
That's horrifying. Thanks a lot. I was just going to the kitchen to get something to eat.
What are you doing now?
Going to the kitchen to get something to eat.
Forget this. Just pump me full of drugs and booze.
Done and done.
Oh, my God, she's been through the umbilical cord.
Yuck. It's like watching Mike eat calamari.
Seriously, just give me a spine full of morphine and a belly full of hooch. I want that baby coming out pie-eyed singing Danny Boy.
So, you and Molly got any big plans for Valentine's Day?
We're having dinner at home and then baby sex, which is just like regular sex, but with half the passion and twice the worry.
Still sex, though.
I didn't say bad, just different. Like pineapple on pizza.
Since I don't have a special lady in my life this year, I'm just gonna lay low.
And by laying low, you mean driving around trolling for sad, dateless women at bus stops and bridges?
If they're ready to jump, they might as well jump on me. Pardon me for caring about ladies going through a rough patch.
Yeah, you're quite the humanitarian. Always willing to lend a helping penis.
You say whatever you want, but I've cleaned up my act a lot. It's been a long time since I've trolled for bus pass ass.
Not since the shemale incident of 08. You spent the whole night crying and gargling.
Learned a lot of lessons that night. Which I'm going to pass on to Samuel. That boy is desperate for an experienced mentor.
Carl, please quit talking about me like I'm your Make-A-Wish kid.
Don't let him drag you into his sickness. It's not right taking advantage of sad, vulnerable women.
Don't listen to him. I got plans to meet ladies this year that's so good it surprised even me.
All right, but I am not going to throw myself in front of a hot woman's car again. That was dangerous, stupid, and she didn't even slow down.
Well, that says more about society than it does about the plan. You take that scheme to Europe, we get all kinds of tail.
Here's an idea, Samuel. Find a girl you like, ask her out on a date on your own.
Man, quit filling his head with crazy ideas. You're gonna have him going to singles bars and nightclubs, which is a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of talk, and not to mention the competition.
I do have certain financial restrictions. Mm-hmm. And the accent gets them to look at me, but eventually they realize my credit cards are made of cardboard and came with my wallet.
That's why you and me are going off the grid. A place where lonely women go to forget all about Valentine's Day.
You talking a liquor store or Baskin Robbins?
Better, a place where a single man can stroll in with no agenda other than, hey, can I borrow a cup of detergent?
Oh, no. You're going to try and get laid at a laundromat?
Two quarters in a dryer get you 30 minutes to chat up a gal. At a club, you're buying $5 apple teenies, which gets you maybe 3 minutes, and she can walk away whenever she wants. That dryer full of underpants is like a chain around the neck.
I'm sorry, you can't argue with the math or the logic. You, sir, are a perverted genius.
I've got a beautiful, filthy mind.
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm an overeater.
Hi, Mike.
Well, I sailed through the holidays without overstuffing my stocking. And the great thing about tofurkey is you never want seconds. But it did help me lose what is now a total of 40 pounds.
Did he really crack the big 4-0?
Actually, 38 and a half, but I'm going to let him have his moment.
But I didn't come here to brag.
Yes, he did.
I'm just here to inspire and encourage, because if I can do it, you can do it. All it takes is submitting to this simple program and being married to a wonderful woman who will actually slap pizza out of your hand.
Truthfully, I had to tear it out of his teeth.
Really?
Yeah, it's like getting a sock away from a dog.
Right. I think we have time for one more share.
I better get this over with. Walk of shame. I'm up 4 pounds.
Stay strong.
Can't all be winners.
Hi, my name is Harry, and I am an overeater.
Hi, Harry.
I had a rather tumultuous week, and I'm sad to report that I am up 4 pounds. But it's fine.
This is depressing. You want to get out of here?
It's a support group. He sat through years.
Yeah, but mine was inspiring. I gave these people a hero.
Valentine's Day is a particular trigger for me. For on that fateful day, I gave my heart to the love of my life, only to have her crush it like an empty Slim Fast can, which she could do, on her forehead even. God, I love that woman.
See, he's losing the room. He can't follow me.
I showed up at our romantic dinner with a 2-pound box of chocolates and a 3/4-carat engagement ring.
I'm guessing it ended with she threw the ring at him and he ate the 2-pound box of candy.
She threw the ring at me. And I ate the 2-pound box of candy.
I found it, right?
Get off your high horse. This man is hurting.
That was 10 years and 113 pounds ago. As hard as it is for me to even think of putting myself out there, somewhere underneath this protective layer, there's still a beating heart ready to love again.
Grab your purse. Let's beat the traffic. I thought Harry trotted out that sob story so everyone would forget about the guy that lost 40 pounds.
Mike!
Too bad stealing spotlights doesn't burn calories.
You know, this weight loss is making you kind of a jerk.
Right?
You know, my heart really goes out to Harry. I get that he can be a little annoying and kind of a know-it-all.
His clothes are weird and his breath is bad.
Sometimes he forgets to wipe those little crusty things out from the corner of his eyes.
His nose hairs looks like there's a family of spiders living in there.
Nevertheless, he still deserves love.
I agree. You know, I told him to try one of those international dating sites.
Really? Even with all the single women right here in Chicago?
Well, I think the language barrier would really play in his favor. Vietnamese girl, maybe Cambodian, any of your war-ravaged countries. I think it's a horrible idea fixing your sister up with Harry.
Why not? They're both available, lovely people.
Yeah, but this isn't a fairy tale. The troll doesn't get the princess. He stays under the bridge with his riddles.
If she got to know the guy I saw tonight, she could look past all the other
atrocities.
Quirks. Okay, he's a very sweet soul, and so is Victoria.
Victoria is a show pony. Harry is a three-legged mule with an ass covered in flies.
Victoria has dated nothing but jerks her entire life. Maybe what she needs right now is a three-legged mule.
Are we making three-legged mules? Because I think we're out of grapefruit juice and grenadine.
See, there's already a bit of a language barrier built in.
Victoria, you don't want to go out with Harry, do you?
Mike, that's not how we do it. You ease into it.
Who's Harry?
Are we done here?
Oh, all right. He is that really nice guy that we know from OA. He's been over here several times. He bought you a karaoke machine at Christmas.
Oh, the chunky guy with the sweater vest and matronly upper arms.
Oh, you noticed his arms. Huh? Turns out he is currently unattached.
Yeah, catch him between disappointments.
Got this. I know he's not the kind of guy you usually go out with, but, you know, I thought it's Valentine's Day and you're not doing anything.
I am not going to take his virginity because I don't do that anymore. It's like feeding squirrels at the park. Once word gets out, you're surrounded.
I don't blame her. That guy's been storing his nuts for 35 winters.
Shush. I just thought you might enjoy dinner out with a nice guy.
He is always very sweet to me.
I know he's a little rough around the edges, but look what I did with Mike.
What did you do?
He has come a long way. Remember when he used to eat ravioli out of the can?
I remember when he used to eat ravioli on the can.
Look, if this is some sort of elaborate prank to see me cry, you could have just played Wind Beneath My Wings and saved us all a lot of time.
This is on the up and up. Victoria said yes. Quite frankly, I'm as surprised as you are.
Now, surprise doesn't even begin to address what's going on here. Oh, this is Matrix-type stuff. This is an upside-down parallel universe.
Speaking of the Matrix, should I get one of those long black leather dusters? It's very slimming.
No, leather's not flattering on guys like you and me.
No, he's right. If you're shaped like a football, you shouldn't dress like one.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Andre's Big and Tall. Are you here to take advantage of our St. Valentine's Day blowout?
And what's that, Cousin Andre?
For every suit purchased, you get two boxes of candy. One for the lady and one for the car ride to pick up the lady.
Ed is so smart. That way you don't eat any of hers.
Man knows his clientele.
Marketing genius. Actually, Andre, we're here to give our lucky lotto winner a complete makeover.
Nothing too fancy, though. Just enough to get her to open the door after she peeks through the window.
Just so you know, I'm not afraid to take a fashion risk.
I had you pegged as a daredevil the minute you walked in the door. Now, I'm thinking cocktail casual with just a splash of color.
I've been told I look very good in turtlenecks.
I'm afraid your mama lied to you. Why don't I grab a couple of sporty options for you? Meanwhile, dip a marshmallow or a piece of sponge cake into our complimentary chocolate fountain.
Ah, stay strong. You got a date with Victoria, and your goal should be never having to shop here again.
You are my rock. This is turning into an amazing day. And to think, last week I was going to jump in front of a bus.
Don't build this up too much in your head, okay? It's just dinner out with a nice woman.
Nice woman? Oh, she's a stone-cold fox.
Just be yourself with Victoria and everything will be fine.
Be myself? I'm a socially awkward fat man who has a tendency to talk too much.
So you are aware of the talking thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't talk at all. Women like the strong, silent type, like Harrison Ford or Clint Eastwood.
There you go. Just pick a movie star and try to emulate them.
I certainly love Olympia Dukakis.
All right, let's see if we can't turn our portly duckling into a sexy swan. I chose a breathable fabric because you look like the kind of fella that moistens under pressure.
Are you kidding? I pitted out as soon as I saw the chocolate fountain.
Don't wait up. Vin and I are going to dinner and then seeing Dirty Cirque du Soleil.
It's basically the same as regular Cirque du Soleil, but you see everybody's junk.
Sounds romantic. I hope at least the clowns are covered up.
Oh, yeah, you could stick a red nose on anything.
So, and you and Mike are just staying in tonight?
Yeah, we can get the rest of you on your way.
That's her sweet way of saying get the hell out.
To me, she always just says get the hell out.
Oh, Vince, get the hell out.
I'm ready. Is Larry here?
Hey, first of all, it's Harry, and second of all, you can't let him see you dressed like that.
What's wrong with my outfit?
Nothing, but these are supposed to look like they're on the inside trying to get out, not on the outside trying to get in.
I tried controlling them, but they kind of have a mind of their own.
Well, if you can't reason with them, then strap them down.
Are you talking about a brawl?
At least, go. Doing a good deed or taping a hamster to a skyrocket.
All good. We beat the crowd. Man, this place gonna be hopping in a couple of hours.
A couple of hours? I should have brought my comforter and bed linens.
No, man, you don't want to bring your bedroom here. You want to bring them to your bedroom. Socks, blue jeans, underpants, and everything pre-washed so there's no nasty surprises.
A piece of information you might have shared with me before we got here. I'm carrying a basket full of funk.
No worries. Your untidy whities are going to get washed like 3 or 4 times before the evening's out.
I might have to borrow some quarters from you.
I don't have any quarters. I just got a crisp $100 bill, so I could walk up to a lady and say, excuse me, can you break 100? Because I don't have anything smaller.
If you didn't have anything smaller, why wouldn't you own your own washer and dryer?
Hey, you're going to ask a lot of questions or you want to listen and learn something?
I'm sorry. I'm just nervous.
Now, just remember, they call it getting lucky, but luck is the residue of design. That's why I bought a bottle of Woolite so I can offer a little capful for the delicates.
Thus bringing up the topic of their panties and undergarments without mentioning the unmentionables.
Not my first time at a laundromat. Hey, don't load the dryer next to mine.
Why not?
Questioning me again. We've got to spread out, otherwise they're going to think we're a gay couple.
Got it.
But if we were a gay couple, we would not be spending Valentine's Day in a laundromat.
What?
I'm just saying, I'd insist you take me someplace nice.
You know what? I don't think he's coming.
Oh, it's probably just traffic. It being, you know, Valentine's Day and all.
Yeah, it could be anything. Maybe he stepped in front of a bus.
Or maybe the line at the florist is long. I'm sure he's not standing you up, right, Mike?
No way.
Well, I'm not just going to sit around here wasting my time. I'll be upstairs smoking a bowl.
Don't get too comfortable. I mean, any minute that sweet fellow's going to be at our front door.
Where is that idiot?
I didn't want to set Harry up with your sister in the first place.
Don't split hairs. Just call him.
I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day. Do you want to get lucky tonight or not?
You're ovulating now. You got no choice.
Just call him.
Fine.
Don't be mad at me. And if you hit me, don't hit me in the face, because I'm getting a new Costco card on Monday.
What are you doing out here, Harry? Victoria's been waiting for you all night.
I can't do this, Mike. I'm standing on a crescent moon reaching for a star, and it's too far to fall.
Okay, save the poetry for the lady. And why are you getting so nervous? It's just dinner.
Dinner with an angel. And I'm just a troll with an inordinate amount of ear hair.
Don't talk about my friend Harry that way. You're a great guy. You're kind, you're sensitive, and one other thing.
But what if I blow it and ruin my last chance at love?
Look, pal, I can't guarantee that you and Victoria are going to be a couple, but I do know you're both good people. You deserve to be happy.
So easy for you.
What are you talking about? You didn't know me before I met Molly. I was a mess.
Impossible.
It's true. I'd hide out in my apartment with my two best friends, Ho-Ho and Ding-Dong.
Are they really spending tonight at the laundromat?
Yes, they are. But you're not. You're here. You're looking good. And you got a sweet woman waiting for you.
You really think I can do this?
Hey, before I went out with Molly, I had the same doubts as you. It's scary to put yourself out there. But I did. And look at us now. Completely and totally in love.
Where the hell have you been?
Harry's here.
Oh, hi. What a good warrior. He's here. Oh, don't you look great? Oh, she's gonna love the flowers.
Actually, these are for you. Thank you for making a dream come true.
There it is. There's that sweet side. Just show her that. She won't even notice that hair.
Hey, Harry. You look very handsome.
Just breathe and don't lock your knees.
Olympia Dukakis. Olympia Dukakis.
I bet the laundromat near the bus station is crawling with lonely, dejected tail looking to get out of town. Plus, if they can't afford to fly, they ain't gonna be too picky.
Carl, can we please just go home while we have a little bit of dignity and some of our clothes still fit us?
Hey, don't be a quitter. This is a time of night when Valentine's dates go bad.
Soon, the streets are going to be filled with crying women walking home carrying their high heels.
So you're suggesting we drive around offering sobbing women a ride home?
Well, not from inside the car. That's creepy. No, you park around the corner, get out, and just happen to be walking in the opposite direction when they pass by. Excuse me, miss. Is everything okay? Oh. There, there. Everything's just gonna be fine. Carl's here.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. You, sir, are a perverted genius.
Ooh, my thong underwear's dry.